It's an attempt to demonstrate the potential of marginal country.
Steve and Marika Hancock certainly don't shy away from challenge. In dry, sandy country filled with straggly gums and wattles in far north Queensland, they've created a botanical wonderland. A lush rainforest exists outside their kitchen window.
This country here is fairly marginal in that even though we're only 60 kilometres away from the wettest part of the whole continent, we're here in an area where we get less than a metre rainfall, whereas over there on Ballinacur they get 8 metres.
Hello, I'm Fiona Sewell. Through sheer hard work and determination, the Hancocks have transformed this block of land at Watsonville, a small town southwest of Cairns. They've called their garden Back to the Bone. It's living proof that even in so-called marginal country, you can get anything to grow.
The soil here has gone. We're down to decomposed granite sand through mining, logging and denuding of the country. That's what it's come back to. We're trying to demonstrate here that this country does have potential if you, you know, make the right moves as far as soil building, arresting the drainage and putting organic material back into the soil so it's actually capable of growing something.
It also sounds like you created a lot more work for yourselves by choosing a property that was on, as you say, marginal country.
Yeah, that's true. If we'd have settled on the Atherton Tablelands, there wouldn't have been any work to do.
You know, when we bought this place and we start planting, and it's all the time to us, oh, it's a waste of time, you guys, you planting things, and it all died. It all died.
So it's obviously has worked. Just looking out your kitchen window here, and we'll take a walk in just a moment, you've got stuff growing everywhere. And Marika, I know you spent many years living in Costa Rica. I can see lots of tropical plants. Does it remind you of your life there?
Well, that's also what Steve tried to do in the beginning, to let me feel more home.
I look out your other window there, and that's pretty much what is on the rest of the country. Can you just describe that?
Well, looking out the back door, we're looking at dry sclerophyll, and which is largely dominated by eucalypts, the main one being lemon-scented gum. There's yellow stringy bark, bloodwoods. Then there's a few species of wattle and granite boulders.
And you certainly didn't clear any of that, so you've kind of planted between all of those things.
Yeah, we used the existing forest as pioneers and then planted the colonisers in between them.
Well, shall we go have a look?
Sure.
Just pop the hat on. Wow, and you walk into this like grove you've created and instantly temperature change.
Yeah, there's probably 3 or 4, even 5 degree temperature drop coming out of the sun and into here.
Palm Gully. Wow, this really is tropical.
This is a Chinese fan palm.
Now I feel like I'm in a rainforest. In Watsonville.
Yes, well that palm there is from one of the wettest parts of Australia as well. That's a Mission Beach fan palm. And this little palm over here, this is a Darwin palm.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. So how big is the garden that you've created here?
It's around about 5 or 6 acres, I think.
So you've got some fruit trees growing in here too, Steve?
Yes,
down here,
which is a shallow depression which I've created for the purpose of collecting water and leaf litter and enriching the soil. We've got it planted with tropical fruit trees such as carambola, lychee, longan, green star apple, and then just for aesthetic reasons we've got it interspersed with palm trees.
This is a Costa Rican palm.
You like that one, Costa Rican palm?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a savannah palm. And I put this in specifically for Marika to make her feel at home. There are a few others.
There we are. So it's been a 21-year horticultural experiment then?
Sure, yeah. Well, you can't go wrong, see? The operative word is experiment, so there's no right or wrong. It's,
as a rainforest, this and as a wildlife habitat, this forest achieved success after only 9 years. I was trying to create a habitat for tree kangaroos, and after 9 years of planting their food plants, we got a tree kangaroo here.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm hoping he finds a mate and brings her back, you know.
Yeah. Nature is truly amazing.
You get a lot of surprises, you know. There's things coming up, you don't even know what they are half the time.
Well, I guess that's the fun, the excitement of it.
That's part of the fun, yeah.
It's an amazing garden you've created here, so thanks so much for showing me around.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, we love showing people around. That's what we do.
Love it. It's wonderful.